We have Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services on. How are you, Mr. Dykstra?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm tremendous. We had a spirited conversation on Saturday during Home Sweet Home Chicago about a couple of different topics that I thought, actually three topics that I thought would be helpful for our listeners that missed our show this past Saturday regarding filters. So let's talk about filters, which is the number one cause that you said of, which is one of the top causes, I should say, number one, of our listeners having furnace challenges in the wintertime. You want to elaborate on that?
Yes, I would. Yeah, the best thing you have to do is change that filter just like you do during the summer. It's so sad to see when we go on a no-heat call on overtime, and all it is a dirty filter. You know, so something that you could change for $15 ends up costing you a couple hundred. So make sure you change that filter, and the arrow on the filter points to the furnace.
One more time, because I know this is important. We got a ton of text messages during our show on Saturday. Please repeat, please repeat. So let's do it one more time. Which way do our listeners install a clean air filter into their furnace?
With the arrow pointing to the furnace. Arrow. People get confused because they think it's blowing away. The air is going into the furnace. So point the arrow to the furnace.
Arrow to the furnace. And the a $5, $10, $15 filter is all our listeners need.
That's all they need. That's all they need.
Okay. The second topic of conversation, which was got a ton of questions via the text line, was the proper humidity level that our listeners should set their homes at. What's your recommendation?
The maximum you want to set it at is 35%. Some homes, newer homes, are a lot tighter, so you can set it lower. If you see any condensation on your windows, just dial it down. But set it at 35 and forget it.
And where is that dial that you're talking about for our listeners who are mechanically challenged? I'm also technologically challenged, technologically and mechanically challenged, and might not know where it is in their home.
Okay, there's two places it can be. One is down by the furnace. In the cold air return, you'll see a dial with numbers on it. Set it at 35. The newer systems have the humidistat incorporated into the thermostat so that you set it up at your where you set your heat on. You'll have a humidity level and set it there.
And you're getting a lot of calls, and a lot of our listeners, again, we talked about it earlier. We have about another 120 days, January, February, March, April. Once we get through April here in Chicago, we're typically, you know, you might get a curveball thrown at you in May, but once we get through April, we're pretty much in the clear. So every day that we give, like today or tomorrow, I put in the checkbox column as a good day. But we're going to get cold again here because we live in Chicago. And a lot of our listeners' furnaces are going to go out. And I learned something this weekend that I did not know. And it was basically, if you have a furnace that was installed, let's just keep it real simple, 2020 and after, those furnaces can be pretty much repaired and do not have to be replaced. Is that an accurate statement?
2010, yes. So anything installed after that, the base warranty on a furnace, any furnace you buy, the heat exchanger has a 20-year warranty on it, and the parts generally have a 10-year warranty on them. So if somebody comes to your house and the furnace is 8 years old, you need a new part, we can't repair it, you need a new furnace, tell them thank you and get a second opinion.
Get a second opinion. And typically the HVAC technician comes out in a van, and the van has got a number of different parts. Is it a good chance that the part that needs to be replaced is in the van that the service technician drove to your house with?
9 out of 10 times, the part should be on that van. If it's not, it's less than an hour away usually.
Okay.
So it's something that it shouldn't take weeks to get parts for no heat. And that's, unfortunately, that's what you'll get from some people that, we can't get the part. You're going to need a new furnace. I'm sorry. And you're scared to death because it's cold outside.
Right.
Tell them thank you and get a second opinion.
Well, if they sell you a new furnace because your furnace is out, it's not like they've got that in the truck, right? They're going to have to go to a warehouse and then schedule it and bring it out and install it, right? It's,
right, exactly. It'll be days before you get heat again.
And so if it's nuts. And if it's missing a part, that part, you live in Chicago metropolitan area, right? 8 million people here. There are HVAC service supply companies within this area that you, if your heating and air conditioning technician doesn't have it or the company doesn't have it, somebody they know, or it's going to be located at a supply store, a supply warehouse within the area. Is that an accurate statement?
You bet. You bet, David. And you've seen our supply houses.
Yes,
how
I have.
They are so.
They're gigantic.
I mean, they're huge.
They're huge. And there's one, like I said, you sent me over to get a humidifier over by Pulwalkie, Chicago Executive Airport. It'll always be Pulwalkie to me. I mean, this place was the size of a football field. It was gigantic. So here, we got a text message, exactly. And we got to hit a break. Is it normal that a whole house humidifier wastes a lot of drain water?
It looks like it's wasting drain water. It's not that much. It just runs fresh water through it so you don't have algae buildup. It's a healthy thing.
It's a healthy thing, 847. So there you go. All right, Rich. Rich Dykstra, Senior Dykstra Home Services. If our listeners want to reach out to you, buddy, how do they reach out to you and your fine team?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right, thanks for calling in, Rich. Happy, healthy new year to you and your family, buddy.
And I hope your wife is doing better, too.